And then one night, he asked me to come over and watch TV.
Former Western New Yorker Wayne Bordel could not hold back his emotions, recalling being sexually abused by Father Robert Conlon at St. Mary's Parish and Pavilion when he was just 15.
But that night when I came home and I told my mother, and I'm crying in my bed, she asked me what was wrong, what happened, and I said, Father Conlon was touching me. And she said, what do you mean? I said, Mom, he was touching me everywhere, and he wouldn't stop.
Father Conlon is deceased, but not on the list of the more than 40 other priests issued by the diocese earlier this week. Today, Bishop Malone issued a video-recorded apology to the victims.
To any and all of you who are victims of sexual abuse as children or youth by a priest or a deacon of the Diocese of Buffalo, I am profoundly sorry for the tremendous pain this has caused you. Nothing I could say to you can heal all of the hurt of this catastrophic breach of trust. As bishop of this diocese, I apologize to you. I ask you to come forward to law enforcement and to the diocese so that we can help you.
Do you accept that apology as one of the victims?
I don't know how his apology would impact me. I mean, I think the sentiment is nice, but you know, there's more obviously that needs to be done. If you're talking to a victim from 40 years ago, I think what I want is speed. You know, people, you know, more people to come out, whether that be anonymously, to you know, get this burden off. So, you know, what I want from the church is just, you know, to move it along, speed your process up, do what's right. Help the people that were abused.
Meanwhile, the Road to Recovery organization is calling on the bishop to remove Father Conlon's name and photo from St. Mary's Parish Hall in Pavilion. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.